and turn to John 1. I'll be focusing on the first five verses tonight. We'll be discussing the nature of Jesus. First off, in John 1, we'll read in verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. In the beginning was the Word states the eternality of Jesus. And I think I just made that word up, but you get the idea. He opens looking back into eternity to the preexistence of Christ. He's always been there. There was never a time where Jesus was not. If we look in John 8, verse 58, Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." He states that he has always been there. Jesus is the Word. He came to reveal to man the Word of the Heavenly Father. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir to all things, through whom also he made the worlds. And then John 14:9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Jesus is the Word, and God sent Jesus to reveal himself to us. God is from eternity, and Jesus was with God. Therefore, Jesus is eternal. He's also a creator. Verse 3 of John 1 says, "All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." All things were made through Jesus. Therefore, he is the creator and not a created being. He created all things, Colossians 1, 15, 8 through 18, if I can find Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. He upholds all things by his word. Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high." He is also the life and the light. Verses 4 and 5 of John 1 say, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." All life comes only through Jesus, spiritual and physical. Jesus is life, as stated in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through the Father except through me." And John 10:10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12 says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.' When the gospel is preached, the light of truth is revealed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. This is a borrowed Bible, so I'm trying to figure it out as I go along. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." In conclusion, will we acknowledge Jesus' nature and keep his word? Acts 4:12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Only by knowing and following his will, we will find salvation for our souls." If you have not been saved and would like to come forward and give your life to Christ, or if you have fallen away and need help, please come forward as we stand and sing.